the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
What is your white trash heist?
There's some funny ones.
There are. It started with the guy that rigged up his backpack / book bag. Ended up using like a saddlebag, but whatever. With a 2-gallon container and a tube through his sleeve so he could get never-ending Mountain Dew Baja Blast from Taco Bell. But then it became the show that talked about stealing from buffets.
That sounds like us.
Barry in Green Bay. Hello, Barry.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. What was your mom was a scammer?
I'm gonna date myself here a little bit, but back in the day, my grandmother had a purse that was half the size of a carry-on bag.
Okay. That was the thing.
She would go to a place, and people in Green Bay will remember this name. They're gone now. It's called Clip and Steel's Ballroom. On Wednesdays, they had all-you-can-eat chicken and ribs, but it wasn't buffet. It was served family style.
Okay.
Big plates of ribs and chicken. My grandmother would either go with us or she'd go with groups of her friends. She would have the baggies brand, not Ziploc, but the big gallon baggies. She would literally dump half a plate of chicken in one bag and half of racks of ribs in the other bag. Seal it up in her purse, walk out the door.
Yeah. It's genius.
It is.
She would clean house eating, and then she would bring home dinner for the next 2 days.
Oh, my God. I bet that happens all the time at those places. I wonder what the most, because I'll bet that's a pretty standard plan. Thank you, Barry. But I wonder, like you said, you talked about somebody bringing a cooler in or something like that. You know that's happened.
It has. I wasn't the first to think of it. Well, his grandmother was doing it when I was, you know, not even a thing on this earth.
Yeah.
When I was 13, we would go to the KFC buffet and fill a backpack full of chicken. And then we'd bring Tupperware and fill that with the mac and cheese and mashed potatoes. Then we'd go to friend's house, smoke a ton of pot, and eat all of the stash.
Oh, my gosh. You brought Tupperware in?
13, bringing Tupperware in to steal from the KFC buffet.
Wow.
We spent one summer just calling restaurants and saying we had a credit there. I was talking to the manager. We were there last week, and our order was screwed up. They said we had a credit, and then most places would just be like, "What's your name?" "Joe." "Yeah, sure. What do you want?" And it's like, no one's keeping track of those.
No.
There's not like a box of names of orders who have credits.
Well, especially because nobody who's answering the phone at those places, chances are it's some like 17-year-old kid.
Yeah.
They don't care.
No, they don't want to get into a fight with some customer that they don't know.
And it's not their money that they're worried about. And,
no.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, come on. Come on and get your burrito.
Right.
Yeah, the only time anybody ever cared was when it was our friend who's got a job at Brown's Chicken, and he was the one on the phone, and we were like, yeah, we had a screwed up order. I think we have a credit there. He's like, don't do this to me. Don't stop. We're like,
don't do this to me.
You know I'm a manager in training.
Damn it, guys.
And then
he goes, in a tight spot.
It's like super bad when they try to get McLovin to buy booze at the grocery store he worked at.
We're like, they don't know you know us. And so he was like, okay, what can I get you? And our order went on forever. I just stopped saying our order like last break. That was the end of it. It went on for 10 years. We went there and got just heaps of food. Don't do that, kids.
Yeah,
it was
don't.
Unfair.
This text, my fiance told me about a time when he and his mom went to Ryan's all-you-can-eat steak buffet, where she proceeded to bring a Ziploc bag to the buffet to load up on chicken wings and rolls. As she was grabbing the last bit of it, a little boy saw her and was making eye contact, and she gave him the shh sign with a wink. The little boy sprinted off to go tell. I'm assuming his parents and a manager or whatnot. My fiance said they ran out of the store. They ran out of the buffet like they robbed a jewelry store.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
That lady's a criminal. She said she was going to kill my parents if I told.
You can't
silence me. She's a food hussy.
Dude, can I tell you one extra part about the Diamond Buffet heist? So it was like we were in there, we were doing our thing, and they kicked us out. And as we were leaving, my friend Jerry, who you guys have all met, he was walking in with his girlfriend at the time, now wife, and someone stole this ball, this marble ball that sat on top of a fountain, and it would spin there because water would shoot under it. So they kicked us out for stealing, which was very unfair. And so somebody took that ball off and it just started shooting water.
Oh, yeah.
There was no suppressor.
Probably a lot of force to keep a marble ball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a delicate balance.
Oh, I'd have loved to have seen that.
And we're like, hey, Jerry, see, she knew, like, we'd go in there all the time. She knew he knew us. And so he got screwed. They like threatened him with the cops. He was like, guys, poor I need Jerry. You to give me that ball back. I need you to give me the ball back. They're going to call the cops. So Jerry, who had nothing to do with it, had to return the ball. Yeah.
Why'd you guys say my name?
Had to return the ball. Kayla is in Tennessee. Hello, Kayla.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hi. Good. What was your white trash heist?
One of many, but the best. I was 18 and needed gas money to take all my buddies to a concert in Knoxville from Sevierville. So I took my 1997 Jeep Grand Cherokee, worth nothing, to the dealership in town and told them that I wanted to trade it in and I needed to test drive a few vehicles. And so they gave me an old-ass Cutlass. I don't even know what year it was, but it ran. And so I was like, yeah, I need to run a few errands. I need to go show my parents. So I drove it to the high school, picked up all my buddies, ran some errands up in town, and then drove it to the concert and took it back the next morning. They had my driver's license, but I took it back on an empty tank and was like, yeah, it runs great, but it's just not a car for me. And nothing happened, but it was great. I pulled up to the high school, and all my friends are like, what the hell are you driving?
Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah. I mean, look at this. Velour.
Cutlass Supreme. It had four doors, and it got around, but it was a tank. I was driving a boat all day.
It's actually
great.
But
it was cool to pull up to the front doors of my high school, and I'm like, get in, Cutlass. And we would yell, Cutlass.
Cutlass.
It was a lot of fun, yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Thank you, Kim.
It's like
that's
the lowest smart. Possible requirements for a car. It had four doors, and it got around.
Yeah.
There are places.
Yeah, but, you know, so many cars aren't those things.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.